Now, next up, should the government, the Cameron government, be using taxpayers' money to set out their case for staying in the EU? $9 million is being spent on sending a leaflet to every UK household. The government says the 14-page document is to be sent to 27 million homes, responding to public demand for more details about the EU referendum by setting out the facts behind their position. But those in favour of leaving the EU have described the leaflets as propaganda. The DUP MP, Sammy Wilson, with us today. Good morning to you, Sammy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the former Conservative Minister, Edwina Curry. Good morning, Edwina.
Hello there.
What do you make, Sammy, of what David Cameron's doing?
Well, I think that, first of all, it breaches the agreement that was made in Parliament that there should be a level playing field. And the act that went through ensured that there should be a level playing field by laying down spending limits for both sides of the campaign. Now David Cameron, of course, is trying to make an uneven pitch by spending, dipping into the listeners' money pockets, taking taxpayers' money to present a document, which we know, given what has happened with some of the papers which have come out from the Cabinet Office, some of the comments which are being made and reports which have come out from departments, and the way in which the government has actually tried to exclude ministers from some discussions around EU issues, we know will not be a presentation of the facts, but simply another propaganda leaflet. And indeed, it's significant that this morning the Electoral Reform Society has already come out, and it would be an impartial body, saying that this will make the playing field uneven and is an attempt by the government, which is increasingly fearful of the outcome of this debate and the referendum. It's designed by the government to ensure that it gets its way. And, of course, that's nothing unusual.
Edwina, where's the justification, Edwina Curry, for the government to use taxpayers' money in this?
When I saw the announcement about this yesterday, I thought, oh, thank heaven, about time. If there's one thing that people are making quite clear up and down the country is that they want some basic facts. They hear a lot of propaganda coming from, particularly from Vote Leave, a lot of which is complete nonsense. And they're worried about it. They know that the vote is very, very important. They know that the vote is going to determine the United Kingdom's future. And they would like to have some facts. Now, that's a government's job, is to put out facts. I was on the team back in the 80s that put out a leaflet about AIDS, HIV. And we had a very similar sort of reaction. You know, how dare you say this
sort of thing? But the facts are in dispute, aren't they? What the government puts out isn't necessarily always fact.
Well, it will be in this case. I'll give you an example. Robert Oxley, a Vote Leave spokesman, has been is on the BBC's own website saying, we already send £350 million to Brussels each week. We should spend our money on our priorities like the NHS. We do not send £350 million to Brussels each week. That ignores the rebate and it ignores the money that comes back to the United Kingdom. The amount that we send over and above what we receive is £23 million a day, which is very, very different. And somebody needs to say that, nor would that money be available for the NHS, because like Norway, we'd still have to pay in if we want to have trade deals with the EU.
Sammy?
That's the kind of fact that we need.
And Edwina, the fact of the matter is that the government has sought to hide the net amount of money we pay to the EU every year. Indeed, in the budget statement this year, they hid the figure amongst EU payments to EU and other expenditure, simply because they did not want to give the real figure. The figure which we know after rebate, after the money which the EU spends on projects which they decide on, not necessarily the people of the United Kingdom spend on, is £10 billion per year.
No,
that's
it isn't.
A fact which
no,
I
it is not.
We will not see
no, it
in,
is
in the
not.
Government's document.
It's,
we will also not
it's
see
not. The, it's it's,
not
it's even less than that.
The fact that we have...
Sammy, have you seen the document? Have you seen the document?
But how can you say what's in it? Well, because the one thing I do know is that the government has consistently avoided giving the figure.
Well, they're about to do it.
And has consistently avoided breaking down.
But you do admit that it was less.
You do admit that it was less than the figure.
Now, hold on. Let's not start. Keep on talking.
I don't accept that. I mean, all of the
figures which are in the public domain at present.
Let's give Edwina a chance.
£10 billion per year.
You do accept that £350 million a year... this quote, we already send £350 million to Brussels each week. We should spend our money on our priorities like the NHS. Is nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And in any case, if you think about it, think how EU money is being spent in Northern Ireland. I live near Manchester. I can see it being spent in Manchester. If you walk around with your eyes open, Sammy, it's being spent on you apart from anything else, or your expenses and all the rest of it. The money is being spent in the United Kingdom on good projects, and it's being spent also in some of the poorer countries in Europe, and we will turn them into our customers in future. It has to be a good thing, and we cannot escape spending some of this, because we will find that if we want to be in trade, doing trade with Europe, if we want Belfast to have goods going to Europe, if we want goods coming in from Europe to Belfast, we have to pay for that.
Edwina, if it's spent on good, if it's all spent on good issues, why then are the European Union accounts, when they're audited every year, qualified because there's so much fraud?
Because
why are we spending money on stupid things like encouraging rabbits to breed on the Channel Islands? For goodness sake, this is a kind of nonsense that much of the money.
Let me give you an answer. 96% of the EU budget is signed off. That's fine. Shush, just a listen. You've made your point. Let me make mine. The 4% that is investigated year by year tends to be payments to farmers. All right? Now, we've got farmers, hill farmers in Derbyshire, and you've got farmers in Northern Ireland, and it's a very good thing indeed that their accounts get investigated and get checked, and that's just as true in the UK as it is in Italy and it is in France. That's why those accounts don't always get signed off as they should be. And of course, any government money, any public money, you can pick and look at little bits of things that you don't agree with. You know, there's probably a reason why they have rabbits in. I have no idea. But there are good things. All I can tell you is that on balance, in a very, very big balance, I'm delighted that the government is going to put out some facts, and it will give people a lot of food for thought and enable them to make their choices on June the 23rd properly.
And I suspect that, of course, all of those who are in favour of staying in the EU will be quite happy to see whatever goes into that document, whatever nonsense it happens to be, and overlooking all of the important issues which concern people in the UK at present, that unlimited immigration has pushed down wages, that the inability to deport criminals has meant
that's
that paedophiles, rapists and murderers are still free.
That's not true. That's nothing to do with the EU. That's nothing to do with the EU. That's to do with the human rights law that was brought in by Tony Blair.
The day-to-day businesses are hampered by red tape, and many businesses forced to close as a result of EU directives and inappropriate...
Sorry, Sammy, I have a question for you. Sammy, when you said there, Sammy, that paedophiles and murderers are free because of the EU, how on earth is that the case?
Sorry?
When you said that paedophiles and murderers are free because of our membership in the EU, how is that the case?
Well, certainly because... In many cases, first of all, people who have got criminal records in other parts of the EU cannot be stopped from coming into the United Kingdom. Some of them have come in. Indeed, there was a list of 56 such people free to come into the United Kingdom where they have committed horrendous crimes, including murder, torture, rape, etc. And when they're freed from prison, they can't be deported because very often the European Court of Justice says that they're entitled to family life.
But with all due respect, I am totally with you there, Sammy. If there are changes that are needed, we should have changes. And you should join with me. And you're a member of the European Parliament. You have the power to do it. Do something about it in that Parliament instead of forever trying to get yourself out of it.
Well, first of all, I'm not a member of the European Parliament, so that's another fact. Good.
Well, I'm sorry, I heard you introduced as an MEP.
I'm a member
of the Westminster Parliament. Secondly, regardless of the outcry that there has been across the United Kingdom against about those injustices, there has been no change.
Yeah, but we are getting off the subject.
Still insists that we must keep
we're getting off the subject because whatever the rules and rights and wrongs of criminals getting into the UK or being deported from the UK, the fact is that millions of jobs in the UK depend on our membership of the EU. The main thing that stops us doing what we want to do with these criminals is actually nothing to do with the EU. It's to do with the the Confederate, the human rights law, and that was brought into British law and takes precedence over everything else in the United Kingdom because of Tony Blair, and he brought it in. We, the Tories, would like to get rid of it, but we haven't got the votes in Parliament to do that, so we're going to have to put up with it for the time being.
Edwina, we're not getting off the subject. Okay. We're getting on one on four.
But you need to explain to me why 4,000 people are sitting in Calais, unable to get into the UK.
We're getting onto one of the unfortunate facts that the pro-EU camp don't want to be addressed. And as far as the millions of jobs dependent upon our membership of the EU, don't forget there are millions of jobs in the rest of Europe that are dependent upon their trade with the United Kingdom. So this idea if we come out of the EU, countries in Europe are going to stop buying our goods and therefore employing people in
the United Kingdom. That's just not true. The French would be delighted. The French car manufacturers would be cheering if we left.
And we can get a sense of where this whole referendum debate is going and the big decision that you'll have to make.